Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
None can stop you. None can ask where you will pass. None can relay you. You are God. Thank you. In righteousness you make war. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way this morning. Speak your word. Open our understanding. Shed light on our hearts. And let the spirit of prophecy, which the testimony of Jesus rests upon us. In the name of Jesus. Rebuke everything that causes distraction. Rebuke every pain in anybody's body. Rebuke anything that while seated there is stealing your attention away from the word of God. We ask that those things are taken care of in the name of the Lord Jesus. Receive peace in your heart. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Welcome somebody. I think our mic is doing well today. The miracle happened. Amen. Hallelujah. It's good to be on this Sanskrit thing. You know, holding myself is a lot of work. Amen. I do not take this opportunity for granted. I thank my father seated. They've been worthy examples to us, and we are grateful to God. You, if you don't have a father, God will help you. At least, Saroda has taught us that you can interpret scripture now. So, you really do. Abby, the place of the ministry gift, you can't take it away. Because God blessed them with so much to be able to bring these things to us. So that interpretation is for you to, what we have done this morning is for you to be able to establish yourself. So that nobody can deceive you. Amen. Amen. Nobody can call dog, monkey for you. Do you understand? Nobody can sway you in your own little study and all that. You'll be able to ground yourself. But there's still the place of, those are some things we also need to add. There's a place of the ministry gifts that God has granted grace to expound these things more. Hallelujah. Amen. And also the place of study. We are living. Praise God. Greek meaning of some of those words is not the same thing in English. Amen. 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 English is very poor. You know that. English is not rich. It's not rich. Love in the Greek has five different words. But English will just tell you love. Hallelujah. So which one is it actually that those who were communicating these things were trying to communicate? So if you just take love for love, and sometimes we need to go and look at it. What are they really talking about? Praise God. Bible says that the love between Saul, Jonathan and David was more than the love of women. Somebody can take that and use it to justify same-sex relationships. Yes, crazy things happen. So you must understand in what context these things have been mentioned and these things have been said. Having said that, Pastor has already preached part of my message that whatever I'm saying this morning is nothing new. Praise God. John said, I am not writing a new... It's not a new thing. But he said it again. He said, what I write unto you a new commandment. So it's not new, but it is what? Because the word of God is new and it is fresh, what? Every day. Some of us need reassurances in our hearts that God is with us. Amen. You don't know how much that can carry you for you to just be reassured that God is with you. It can carry you for another 5 years. Hallelujah. It can carry you for the mere thought that God thinks about me can carry you for another 5 years, can carry you for years, that God is with me. God said this to me. I hold on to it, and I'm assured that God is with me. Let's read from Psalm 125. I have limited time, so let us. Psalm 125. Some of us can almost recite it. Hallelujah. They that trust in the Lord shall be as what? Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but what? Abideth forever. Verse 2. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is what? Round about his people from henceforth. Even bringing in the rules of biblical interpretation, you will not understand this scripture if you probably haven't visited Jerusalem or you have not read about the geography of this place. Hallelujah. Are we together? What are the mountains that surround Jerusalem? What is Mount Zion? Some of us don't even know the biblical history of Mount Zion, not to talk of the general history. There's still Mount Zion till today as we speak. It is there physically. I've not been there, but at least I read that it is still there. Praise God. And people who have gone there say it is still there. Though there's the original, I think there's the original Mount Zion going somewhere, but you know, geography and all that, the Jews were dispersed before they came back. A lot of things had happened to their land and all that. But in any case, it is there in history that the Mount Zion, the one that, according to 2 Samuel chapter 5, I think verse 7, the one that David took from the Jebusites. If you are from a Jebus, shout hallelujah. If you are from a Jebus, shout hallelujah. No Jebusites here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't worry. Mount Zion in heaven. According to Hebrews chapter 12, it says, even in the New Testament, we have come to where? To Mount Zion. But there was a physical prototype. Of course, we knew David was a very prophetic person. I know the Mount Zion there must have come first before this one, but somewhere, somehow, he was able to connect. I don't know why that stronghold was exactly what he wanted to take. He went and took it, and there he established his stronghold. Hallelujah. And the temple was built on that same location. So they say that if you go there, that there are about seven mountains. There are not about, there are seven mountains. Because this Zion itself is depressed. It's like in the city of David is actually in a depression. And that there are seven mountains. One of those mountains is the Mount of Olives, where Jesus sat down with his disciples and they were looking at that temple. Alright, I mean, we read that place. They were looking at that temple and they were looking at the magnificence of that temple, and Jesus was telling them that all these things shall be brought down. So it was at an elevation. So it's within and it is down there. So if you are standing on those mountains, you have an advantage of elevation to be able to look into Zion, into the city of David. Hallelujah. Actually, that mountain called Zion is one of the hills you find inside Jerusalem, which is the city of David. It says, the mountains are round about Jerusalem, the Lord is round about his people, and henceforth forever. Let's go back to Psalm 46. This morning, I just want to want us to activate what a promise of God over our lives as we go in the year. Like I said, It's not going to be anything new. You must understand who you are and what plans God have for you. Psalm 46 from verse 1. It says, God is our refuge, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Verse 3. Though the waters thereof roar and troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Verse 4. There is a what? A river. The streams whereof shall make glad the what? The city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Verse 5. God is where? In the midst of her. She shall not be what? God shall what? And that's right, Ellie. I really want you to see yourself in this picture. Because right now, yeah, we know there is the earthly Jerusalem, there is the heavenly Jerusalem, and there's going to be the new, they are not the same. Hallelujah. They are not, go through Bible, you will see, there's the Jerusalem we have here, some coordinates somewhere in the Middle East. There is the new Jerusalem that exists right now. You and I have come to that location this morning. Even if you don't come here, anytime you, as a child of God, you get born again, where have you come to? You have come to where? Zion. But we know that all those ones are still going to be done away with, and there's going to be a new one. But in that 46, the psalmist was saying, we will not fear, even if the earth is removed, even if the waters are swelled. He says, we will not fear. He said, but there is a river that makes glad the city of God. That means that city, how can that city be in the same location where all the swelling and all the roaring and the mountains are shaking and the swelling and the earth? He said, if the earth is removed, so you must understand that the Zion they are talking about here is not even the physical one. Because if the earth is removed, where will the physical Jerusalem, where will it be? Hello? Are we together? So he's talking about the city of God. We know that right now, we know that the plan and intention of God is for God to dwell with us. Hallelujah. Revelation tells us that God wants to make his dwelling where? Among men. Praise God. And I need you to see yourself in that situation. See yourself in that shoe, that God is in the midst of her. As it applies to us corporately, it also applies to you personally, that God is within you. Hallelujah. Jesus said the kingdom of God is where? Is within you. So if anybody is here this morning and you have the kingdom of God on your inside, God is where? On your inside. So you are not going to be afraid whatever happens where. You know that even physical Israel, they are still activating this promise. Till tomorrow, they are still activating it. Praise God. The nations of the earth are still, I don't know, U.S. is fighting Iran now, and what we are saying is death to U.S., death to Israel. So the Islamic world, and they are still going to come. We have not seen the last of it. They are still going to come. Hallelujah. So they are still activating it, but we now know that we are also a part of this commonwealth of Israel. And that God is where? In your midst. So if he's saying that you shall be like Mount Zion, if you trust in the Lord, you will not be what? Moved. Let me tell you what I saw about Jerusalem. So Jerusalem has been destroyed twice. It has been besieged 23 times. It has been captured and recaptured 44 times. Can you believe that? Let me read again. Jerusalem has been destroyed at least how many times? Besieged 23 times. It has been captured and recaptured 44 times. I don't know what kingdom, what city in this world has survived this kind of something. This assault. They say it has been attacked 52 times. And that city is still, I mean the physical one is still, it is still surviving those. And so when you hear that you shall be like Mount Zion that shall not be moved, it's not trying to say that you will not go through things. It's not trying to say that the enemy is not going to come at you. He's saying through it all, you are going to survive. Are we together? He's saying through it all, you are going to what? You are going to survive. When you look at hills, actually, you find out that hills, they outlive people. For example, there are some hills in this Akure, they are there, they've been there. People have met them there, lived and died. Okay? And the hill is still there. Praise God. Hallelujah. But for Mount Zion, he's not going anywhere. That's why even God himself likens himself. He's a mountain. He's seated. He's not going where. He's not going anywhere. You remember Daniel's dream? He said a stone was cut without... It was cut from somewhere. Abby? The stone was cut without hand from somewhere. That place where it was cut from is God himself. Hallelujah. Is God himself. God is not going anywhere. All these things that are happening, US, Iran, blah, 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 he wrote the script. And when you write the script, the film will not... Why everybody, all of you want to go to film house? I wonder the guys that acted in the movie. I don't know if they also have the... I don't know if they have the enthusiasm to want to go and watch. Because the guy knows that all the lies, I didn't jump. Like, he knows I didn't do this stunt. I didn't jump. You know those stunts they do? Somebody jump from here. Mission Impossible. The guy knows that I didn't do this jumping. You know, many of those guys are not even the ones that did the jumping. They employed stuntman. Hallelujah. That looks like them. So they will just perfect the art. Why you see somebody driving and doing... There are guys that is their job. They do stunts with cars. Not everybody can. So when you see Nicolas Cage or somebody driving a car and he's speeding, most likely he's not the one. They are just superimposing, but he doesn't have that skill. Praise God. But anyways, when the film is ready and they have done everything, and you are saying, Kai, that film is mad. That film is this, is that. The guys are just sitting and drinking tea. The guy has collected millions of dollars and is looking at it because he knows that he didn't really do that thing you are thinking he did. And so God wrote this script and he knows how it's going to end. And that's why the kingdom of God cannot be shortchanged. Hallelujah. In geology, there's something they call isostasis. If you put ice block inside water, and that ice block begins to melt, what happens to the level of the water? It rises. Do you know that even in this physical world, that principle is true? If you dig the earth here, you dig it, you excavate it, the earth will find a way to replenish that thing somewhere else. Because that balance, you don't get, a balance must be what? Maintained. In geology, go check. It's also there. So when we in physics say that matter cannot be created nor destroyed, in geology we also believe that the earth is, as this physical earth is sitting on flowing mantle, it has to maintain balance. So when a physical process happens like a volcano or something and disrupts an area, it may take time, but the earth finds a way to make up for that balance so that thing can what? Can stay. God is saying this morning that as Mount Zion is and abides forever. In the new in the new earth, in the new heaven and the new earth, we are still going to have a Jerusalem. Okay? And I'm very sure there's going to be a Zion too. In other words, God has established that thing as a thing. So look beyond the physical one. Look at something God crafted and established. Say God is in the midst of us. God is going to help us. And see, the Bible does not play with words. When he said that Mount Zion abides forever, he knows what he is saying. And that is who you are also going to be in the hands of God. That whatever you go through, whatever happens, you are going to stay unmoved. In the name of Jesus. Verse 2 of that Psalm 125 says that those mountains surround Jerusalem. So the Lord is round about his people from henceforth and forever. I pray the Lord is going to surround you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I posted a video yesterday on a Christian generation of a couple in the U.S. This was shown by Fox News, not by even a Christian television. It was by Fox News. And the man, they had security camera that was watching their car, their truck, and lo and behold, the camera picks up the image of an angel. I don't know why God allows physical camera to pick up some of these things sometimes. Pictures an angel hovering over their truck with a sword in his hand. The camera, and I'm telling you, this is Fox News. Fox News is not Christian television. If it's Christian television, I would say it was that convincing. If God watches over people in their houses like that, do you know how much God wants to watch over you this year and beyond? I like that scripture. It says God will surround you from henceforth and well forever. So forget whatever happened to you yesterday. Beginning from now that we speak and as we speak together, the Lord is watching over you. Hallelujah. So in case something happened to you in the past, don't think God was not watching over you. He was watching over you. And he still says that from henceforth and forever, he is going to what? He's going to watch over you. Verse 3. It says, for the rod of the wicked shall not what? Rest upon the lot of the righteous. Let the righteous put forth their hand unto what? Iniquity. Hallelujah. He's not saying the rod of the wicked will not touch you. That's not what he's saying. He said the rod of the wicked is not going to rest. Hallelujah. We live in a wicked world. Nigeria's economic problem, is it not touching you? Church is touching us. Some of us here should have got jobs in this affair. Some of us didn't need to run to Lagos. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of us have graduated and we have not been able to get things doing. So he's not saying that. And there are some wicked men that are behind all of this. But it's saying that the lot of the wicked, the rod of the wicked, the scepter of the wicked, that thing by which the wicked oppresses and controls, it says it will not rest where? On the lot of the righteous. You are the righteous of God. And it's saying that the rod of the wicked is not going to rest upon your lot. So that the righteous does not go ahead and what? And put forth their hands unto what? Iniquity, because he knows our frame. He knows that we are also what? We wear dust. Hallelujah. He's saying God is not going to allow the wicked to exact upon you to an extent that you will go and do what you should not do. Hello? There are two ways. Satan can come against you. And sometimes God will put you in a position where Satan can actually reach you. Hallelujah. Yes, because he wants to chastise you. Sometimes our actions and inactions can lead to a lot of things. But whatever you do, you know, God wanted to punish Israel, and in Zechariah chapter 1, I think verse 15, from verse 14 or verse 15, Zechariah 1, God talks about a nation. He said, I was only angry with Israel for a short time. He said, but you guys took it. You took it too far. Zechariah 1, 14 or 15. He said, you guys took it too far. Okay, so the angel that came with me said unto me, cried out, saying, thus said the Lord of hosts, I am jealous for Jerusalem. God is jealous for you. These same people, if God talks about them, you hate them. Hello? God told Moses one time, he said, leave Kron Wajumi. Let me turn them to Taku, let me just finish them. Well, you think that was a test for Moses? But what if God actually wanted to do it? Do we think he cannot? Just like God is able to raise stones. He will raise stones for Abraham as children. Abraham gave birth to me physically. Am I connected to the Jews? We are all stones. Did you get that? All of us, we are Gentiles. No, we were. Because they have told us that we should not be thinking again like Gentiles. So let me say this. So when Jesus was saying God is able to raise stones for Abraham, he was talking about you and me. God actually did it. Praise God. So God is jealous for you. God is jealous for you. How did you survive all these years if he was not involved with your life? Just think about it. Think about measles. I know I had measles as a child. You didn't kill me. I've had malaria. How many times have you had malaria? Try to take an audit. Make an audit. Just how many times in life have an average person, how many times have you had malaria? Like how many times? Now, if you have been having it once a year, calculate it times the number of years you have spent. How many malarias have you treated? Me, I know how many I would have treated. In fact, this month is my best month. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God still kept me. Malaria has killed some people. Killed them. So God was in charge. God has been in charge. And people he killed too, they were not, Jesus told those people, he said, those guys are not, don't think they are better sinners. Is it better sinners or worse sinners? Don't think they are worse sinners. He said, if you do not repent, he said, you will perish the same way. So it's not God saying, okay, this one will live, this one will die. I see, try anytime I meet people and they are saying that God knows all the number of people that will be born again. If you're not be born again, you'll not be born again. I try to want to correct that. No. I tell them, if that is the way it is, then God has no reason to accuse anybody of not living right. Because God has already known that this one will go to hell. So why should he be responsible for his actions? Hallelujah. But I'm saying that God is meticulous about our lives. So he says, I am jealous for Jerusalem. I am jealous for Zion with a great jealousy. Verse 15. And I am very sore displeased with the heathen that are at ease. For I was but a what? A little displeased. And they helped. Hallelujah. Don't worry. Some people have helped forward affliction in your life. God knows how to deal with them. Hallelujah. God knows how to deal with them. Verse 4 of that Psalm 125. He said, do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their what? In their hearts. The psalmist went into prayers and began to say, talk to the Lord, that the Lord will do good unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in heart. One of the things we need to fix our hearts to this year is to be good. Hallelujah. I don't know, they told you that righteousness is just, I am the righteousness of God. Yes, thank God for that. That is the truth. The other truth we can see in 1 John chapter 3 verse 7. 1 John 3:7. It says, little children, let no man deceive you. He that, did he say he that is righteous? Of course, if you are righteous, you will do righteousness. Are we together? He says, he that what? Doeth righteousness is what? Even, I think we need to begin to look at all these authors and begin to put their writings together. Because Paul's writing alone cannot give us the whole piece. Hallelujah. John here is saying that if you do righteousness, he says you are what? You are righteous. So the question now is, what is righteousness? But that is not the topic for today. This year, I want us to make up our minds to be good. We are good because we know that we are in God. You are not good because you do philanthropy. You are not good because you give money to the needy. You are good because you are in God. Hallelujah. And if you are in God, it is important that you what? You do good. Amen. Let us live with our neighbor. Let us be beneficial to people around us. Let us give ourselves to the things of God and to people around us. Let's just be good. It does not cost us anything. In fact, our nature is goodness. Hallelujah. Our nature is what? Goodness. Because our God is what? Good. Yes, our father Adam, who used to be, ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But that's not the tree we are eating from. We are eating from the tree of life. Hallelujah. So if there is some good inside the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, it means that in the tree of life, that is where there is a perfect good. Amen. Let us trust God to be good this year. Let's be good. He said, do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, And to them that are what? That are what? Let us seek to be upright in heart. Let us try this year to see that between you and God, there's nothing that stands in between you. Amen. I am not saying that you should become self-righteous. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying that if there's anything in my heart, that anytime I go before God, He's always coming before. Let us maintain a good conscience towards God. That's what I'm saying this year. Maintain a good conscience. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us maintain a good conscience. Say, and for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the what? Workers of iniquity. I pray the Lord will not leave you forth with the workers of iniquity. In the name of Jesus. He said, for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways. You know the crooked ways you turned aside from. All of us turned aside from something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We turned aside from something, but let me tell you, it is very easy to turn back to those things. As a matter of fact, Satan will look for a way to use those things to hold your feet. The things you left are the things that are easiest to go back to. You know, Israel was saying in those days, they said, are there no, you are asking us to eat cucumber and all. But we go to Egypt, there's correct food. You are not asking us to eat. So it's always easy because it is something you have known. Hallelujah. It is something you have known and it looks like enjoyment. So each time you think, and there are some of us, you miss your evil days. I know a man in my place of work, he's a pastor of some church, I won't mention. Anytime we talk, the man actually schooled in Canada. And he didn't know God at all. I don't know if he has known him fully now. But then, and he keeps talking about all the bad things he did in Canada. And anytime people say, hey, papa, papa, you say, enjoy our gun. Yeah, enjoy our gun. And then you say, papa, this thing, empire, and you say, have you ever seen any white person go to hell? I say, Some people miss their evil days. And if you are here, you miss those days. It's Satan's work. He says, if you turn back to your crooked way, say the Lord will lead you forth with the workers of iniquity. As in, you will just be there. Say you were 12 years a slave. That man that was captured and made a slave and lost his identity. He was a noble man. Then slave trade was already being abolished. He was no longer a slave. And then the drugs him, took him somewhere. And the man became a slave for 12 years. He couldn't trace his way back. It took God to show mercy. So if you come back to your crooked way, there's something Satan is looking for. He's looking for your identity. And if God says that, if the Bible says the Lord himself will lead them along with the workers of iniquity, then we need to be very careful. He says, but peace shall be upon Israel. I pray peace shall be upon our houses. Peace shall be upon our homes. I said, I won't do extramarital. People do it. I even know members of staff who want to sleep with married students. I said, you know why I can't? I said, I fear God. That is one factor. I said, but another factor is that I just like the peace that God has given to me. You know, some of us don't like our peace. You don't like your peace. When you are putting your eye where you shouldn't put your eye, you don't like the peace of mind that God has given you. Praise God. When you have a house that, you know, I go to our every day and come back. It's not because I cannot rent a house, but when you have a good home where you can always retire, you know, when a house is not good, even when you don't need to rent out, you will rent out. Because you know when you are coming home, you are coming to empire. Praise God. So you come and rent out and use job as an excuse. Even when you have no reason to be away. And then when God has now given you that kind of peace, and then you now start looking, you know, they say you are already filled, then you are now looking for something.
They say you have finished eating, you have belly full, then you now start looking for something to puncture your stomach.
I don't know. I know I'm going. We are going great places, but these are the things that I'm fasting our life. I'm fasting our feet, and I tell people. I think Savivian, I was telling. I said if something was going to happen to one, I told her. I said if maybe 10 years ago that had happened, maybe it would have worked. I said, but now it's too late. You to look back and tell the devil, Satan, it is too late. I can't do this anymore. I can't do this. How will I? I look at myself. Say, you'll be sleeping in 100 level student who you should bring to the Lord. Get born again. Go on, baptized in the Holy Ghost. And then you'll be on the girl's lap and the girl will be, I say, what's he finish? Once I clear that picture, I know it's a no-go area. It's a no-go area. Some of us have been Christians for 20 years. I look back, I realize that the day I got born again, go, was in my GS1. I got born again this day. The next day I was preaching to my friends. After that one, there was nobody to handle me. So we went back to until my SS1 SS2, God brought, somebody my way. He's in South Africa now doing ministry. And it was not as if he got me born again, but because I connected with him, he began to bring out that grace of God in my life. And then I just found out that since then, God has helped me. I'm talking as far back as 2009. And I look at that. Do I want to take all those things and throw it in the fire? That means you are saying that everything you have ever been doing, you are saying is calm. Yes, that's what you are saying. You are saying is calm. And so you are willing to throw it away for something. This year, let us make up our minds to walk with God. Those of us who have sins that are besetting us, we are going to pray together this morning and I trust the Lord, you will walk this year. Those of us who have been crawling and struggling, this year you are going to walk. In the name of Jesus. Enoch walked with God after he had his son. He had his son and he began to walk with God. I think after 300 years of his life or something. A time also marks the beginning of a man's walk with the Lord. So if you have not been walking with the Lord, see, today marks the beginning of a new walk with the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Listen, God has great plans for you. God wants to protect you. He wants to keep you. We heard on Tuesday that if you are a kingdom asset, Satan cannot touch you. God will say, I have somebody here. Hallelujah. In days of Abalola, I heard that witches will come physically to his meetings and they want to attack him physically. And physically, I'm not talking, it's not that, but physically they want to come and attack. And as they come, something pushes them back. You can't touch this one. Hallelujah. If he did everything, every evil that is going to happen around you that you know, some, they have already taken care of you. You don't even know it. You are busy sleeping. They wake you, pray. They say, if you wait for this guy to wake up, there will be problems. So an angel just comes and just pulls the thing off. You just wake up in the morning and you are doing your regular morning devotion. You don't know what happened behind you. You don't know what happened. Much more of that will happen this year. On the highways, God will keep us. In the name of Jesus. On our jobs, God will keep us. If people gang up against us on our jobs and on our businesses, they will not prosper in that thing. In the name of Jesus. Those of us that have been denied things, people conniving against us and denying us, this year they will let go. In the name of Jesus. Can we give God glory this morning? And rise up and begin to declare into the year. Renew your walk with God this year. Because it's righteousness that can keep your feet in the way. And say, Lord, I choose to live with you this year. I choose to live my life with you this year. I renew my commitment to you. That place we read in Deuteronomy chapter 29. It said, apart from the covenant God made with them before, God made another one with them when they entered into the land of Moab. And they began to renew that covenant. And when it was going to finish, that secret things belong to God. And those ones that are revealed are for us, are for our children. Can we renew our commitment to the Lord? Can we renew our standing before the Lord? And say, Lord, this year,
I want to come closer. I want to come closer. James said, come closer. He said, draw near to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Lord, I choose this year to draw nigh to you. I renew my walk with you. I rededicate to you this year. Help me to experience new things. Call me up, Lord. Let me experience new things. Call me thither. Call me up. Bring me up, O God. Let me experience you. Let me experience you. Let me experience you. In the name of Jesus. Let me experience you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Lastly, we are going to pray. The God of the mountain is the same as the God of the valley. He said, if I make my bed in Sheol, he said, God's hand will reach me. Can we declare and say, Lord, wherever I go this year, wherever I find myself, Lord, let your hand reach me. Let me not be away from your face. Keep me, Lord, in view. Let me find favor in your sight. Keep me, Lord, in view. Even if I enter into the lion's den, Lord, let me be continually before you. Let my ways not be hidden from you. In the name of Jesus, let my way not be hidden from you. Let my way not be hidden from you. Wherever the enemy chooses to take me on, whether in the mountain, on the mountain or in the valley, in the name of Jesus, Lord, keep me in view. Let me continually be before you. Let my ways please you this year. In the name of Jesus, let me not be away from your sight. Don't let them say, where is this man? And the angel says, we can't find him. Let my ways continually please you. Let my ways be before you. In the name of Jesus, as the mountains surround Jerusalem, the Lord surrounds me. In the name of Jesus, and as Mount Zion that cannot be moved, that suffers assaults and destructions and yet is still standing, in the name of Jesus, I remain unmoved. In the name of Jesus, even if the whole world gathers together, if I have 10,000 enemies that gather themselves against me, I will be confident. I will not be afraid. None shall make me afraid this year. In the name of Jesus, I receive strength. I receive grace. In the name of Jesus. I will not be afraid of 10,000 people that set themselves against me round about. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of my head. For thou, amen.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.